How this course began. I got the idea for this course as my father-in-law descended into dementia in his 80s, beginning in 2013. His condition was mild initially. Even some of his family members didn't notice at first. And the single-story house he shared with his wife of 50-plus years, my mother-in-law, worked fine for a while. Everything important was on the same ground floor. The house was in a gated community with services for clearing snow and cutting grass, and the place was relatively new and in great condition. All this was good at first, except for one thing. Aging doesn't stop, and neither does dementia. Slowly at first, then gathering speed, the house was getting less and less suitable. What if Dad gets up in the night and turns on the stove? What if he gets outside on his own and wanders off? How can the family cope with the ever-increasing stress of having to manage a person who needs more and more special household features, all while living in a house that doesn't have them? Eventually, Dad's condition outstripped the capabilities of the house to safely support him, and he had to move into a nursing home, leaving Mom behind. Living apart was hard, but it would have been completely unnecessary if upgrades and renovations had been completed earlier, before they were needed, and while everyone involved was still able-bodied and sound of mind. Timing. That's the trick most people miss. You need to envision what you'll need ahead of time, ideally when you're still capable of doing the work yourself or supervising a professional to do it for you. Aiming ahead of the curve is the number one name of the game. And since the need for equipping your home for seniors living is never urgent, it's often ignored until the opportunity is gone.